This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. What a time of year. Cloudy days and summer rains. Sunny days and summer rains. And sometimes the rains are seen in the distance. I mean, we don't always get the rain, but someone's getting it, by golly. And of course, it's humid. Sticky summer days. And out in the grassland and nearby hills and mountain, plants are setting seed or already dropping seed. And I've got to confess to you, I've been gathering seed. I can't help myself, I guess. I got a greenhouse and I got some soil. I may as well play around with some native seed. And honestly, it's impossible to walk by an oak with acorns dropping and not gather some, right? Just a few. Just a few. Maybe just a few hundred. Oh, dear, those dang acorns. Acorns are on the kitchen counters. Acorns are on the bureaus. Acorns are in my blue jean pockets. The acorns are in the washing machine. One day, Ms. Mosquito said, "Are these two acorns by the stove here important?" Well, of course they are. And some of those acorns even get planted. I'm not making this up. I have emery oak acorns germinating. Hey, I was laughing about some of my to-do lists that I put together. You know those lists you write, you put them together in the morning in hopes you'll get those items punched out during the day. Oh, yeah. So, you know, one item can be gather acorns, and a few days later, a new list, the list may say plant acorns. I was looking down a list a week or so ago, and it said get acorns off Toomey Oaks. Those are some I planted in our yard, so that's easy. Do a load of laundry. Vacuum our house. Move snake from hen house. Yeah. Move snake from hen house. This snake, a gopher snake, has developed a taste for chicken eggs, not scrambled, poached over easy sunny side up. No, it likes to swallow them whole. It has to get its jaws around the egg, so it's handy to have an upper jaw that isn't fused to the skull so they can sort of manipulate, they can ratchet their jaws over very large objects like a big old chicken egg. It's a great photo opportunity, gopher snake with egg in mouth. Well, I don't know if you know this, but when gopher snakes, which are marvelous, these huge constrictors, non-venomous constrictors, gopher snakes, when they get angry, will open their mouth, or agitated, I should say, and hiss at you, not quietly, loudly. I mean, you can hear it from quite a distance. And it's hard to hiss at me when you got a mouthful of egg. You know, I don't mind sharing an egg or two, but our hens aren't that excited to share the laying box with this 4 to 5 foot long gopher snake. It certainly looks good and healthy. The egg diet is nice and thick. Maybe, I say to the gopher snake as I move it from the box, maybe you should try pack rats for a while. It doesn't answer. Its mouth is full. It's very polite. And I release it on a pack rat den a few hundred yards away. A week later, I hear a ruckus, and I find that rascal or rascalette in the laying boxes trying to get its jaws over an egg, which it quickly drops and races off. It sees me coming, right? The egg is rather slippery with saliva. Snake saliva. Is that cool? That's very cool. When I first learned about gopher snakes, the scientific name was Pituophorus melanolucus. I think that's from my 1966 Peterson Guide, Western Reptiles and Amphibians. But these magnificent, did I already say they're non-venomous? Yeah, they're non-venomous. They're constrictors. They're now Pituophorus from the Latin pituita. Which always reminds me, when you pretended to spit, did you ever say patui? Okay, but anyways, pituita is for phlegm. I'm thinking it's referring to that hissing, that defensive hissing. And the newer specific epithet is catenifer. Catenifer, yeah, that's because it's from a Latin word, catena, chain or chain bearing. It refers to these beautiful brown splotches that are the markings up and down its back on that tan body. Oh, and those magnificent markings are quite impressive on a 4 or 5 foot long snake. I mean, they get huge. And this is cool. This is very cool. I've seen gopher snakes in the Sonoran Desert. I've seen them in oak woodland. I've seen them in pine forest. So I looked it up, and whoa, in Arizona, they are all over the state from sea level to around 9,000 feet in elevation. That's the places you can find them. Is that amazing? It is. What a snake to have on my to-do list. Move gopher snake. You know, one of my field guides called them brawny constrictors. Isn't that beautiful? So these brawny constrictors help make the borderlands beautiful, don't they? Yeah, they really do. The borderlands are beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mesquite, and this has been Growing Native.